Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, turn with me this morning, if you would, to the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Ephesians chapter 4 and 11. He, Jesus, Ephesians 4:11, gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Did Jesus give these ministry gifts to us? They are gifts. Do we still need them today? He wouldn't have given them to us unless we needed them. Now, why did he give them to us? Verse 12. For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. Everybody say a perfect man.
Perfect man.
A perfect man. What is a perfect man? He keep going. It's right there. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, the anointed one, the perfect man. Keep reading. That we henceforth be no more children. So what does it mean for the perfecting of the saints? For the growing up of the saints. For the developing and maturing of the saints. You keep seeing this word perfect. And in our modern vernacular, the word perfect tends to have the meaning to the hearer of flawless. Flawless. Without fault. Without flaw. And that's not what this word means. You're not going, you nor I nor any human you know is going to attain perfection in the sense of physical or mental flawlessness. Everything in this world is flawed because of the curse, because of sin. Everything on the planet is flawed. God didn't make it that way. It came as a result of sin. It's the curse in the earth. But your heart can be perfect or whole, complete towards God, because that's what you look this word up. It means complete. It means brought to its finished end. It means completed. And you can see here he's talking about completion in spiritual development. Growing up, a child begins to grow. They're born a little baby, and then a child, and a teenager, and a young adult. There comes a point where physically they have reached the end of their growth and development. Well, spiritually, what would you look like when you reach the end of your development and growth? Just like, what does it say? Unto the measure of the fullness of the stature of the Christ. He is what you look like and act like and sound like when you grow up and when you develop spiritually. And for some weeks now, we've been on this subject talking about growing up. Somebody say it out loud, growing up.
Growing up.
Do you need to grow up?
Yes.
Does your spouse need to grow up?
Yes.
Huh? Do your neighbors need to grow up?
Yes.
Do your fellow Christian in your church here need to grow up?
Yes.
Look at your neighbor, say, grow up.
Grow up.
Now you look back at them and say, okay.
All right.
That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm doing. Now, even though this is so obvious in the scripture, you'll have so many people that take offense at any suggestion that they need to develop. What are you suggesting? That I'm a baby? Yeah. A little preemie, baby. Spiritual. And the thing that's confusing is that you can have a baby in a 60-year-old body. That's what confuses people. And you don't automatically grow up and develop just by reason of time. Even if you were born again 50 years ago, that doesn't mean you are a spiritual adult, that you've grown up. You can still be a spiritual baby after being born again for 50 years. You have to be fed and nourished. The Bible said, 1 Peter 2:2, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word of God that you may grow thereby. And what is sad is that in so many thousands and thousands of churches, they are not getting any food and bread of God. They're not getting any milk. They're getting people's ideas and opinions and experiences and political correctness and social reform and snippets from this and that literature and three thoughts in a poem, but not word, not real, genuine milk of the Word and solid food and bread of the Word of God. Because if you do, it'll feed your spirit. And if it does, you'll know it.
Amen.
I'll never forget the first time I heard some words of faith. Now, it doesn't have to be a message about faith to be words of faith, but all of our messages are to be in and of faith. And the Bible talks about in Timothy being nourished up in the words of faith. Unbelief and fear won't nourish your spirit. Theories and opinions won't nourish your spirit, but words of faith will. I remember the first time I heard it, we got some tapes from some people. And Phyllis and I are just married and young, and we heard this tape. And when I got through with it, I didn't know half what the man said. But my spirit is going, yeah, 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 give me some more, give me some more. Give me some, Hadn't eaten all my life. Give me something. And my spirit was awakened. And I'd been in church, but not fed faith and nourished up in the words of faith. And sometimes it's because the people, the ministers, didn't know themselves. But you can't grow if you're not nourished up in the milk of the Word, the real Word, and the meat of the Word of God. Let's believe God that the quantity and quality of the milk and the meat of the Word increases in this church. Let's believe God, right? Because it's obvious too that the Lord is sending the milk and meat of the Word from this place to a lot of people in the world. And so we want the highest quality. And we want greater quantity. And I'm believing God. You believe God with me. You're right in the middle of this, right? I mean, I might be the face they see, but we're all in this together. Right? This church wouldn't be here without you. Too. We're all in this together. But the quantity and quality of the Word can increase. What do you mean? Less human thinking and more pure revelation. Now, I know a lot of ministers like to imagine that everything that comes out of my mouth is 100% pure Word of God. No artificial additives or preservatives. But that's wishful thinking. I said that's wishful thinking. I think I don't know who would be qualified to do it, but if sermons and books and tapes and CDs had spiritual nutritional labels on them, a lot of them should read 35% tradition, 10% unbelief, 5% filler. What do you mean? Just stuff thrown in to take up time. You know? And some sermons, they're a great big colorful fluff of stuff, but it's like cotton candy.
That's right.
You could eat a basket full of it. When you get through, what have you done? And what have you got?
Nothing.
It's not going to help you to work or make it through the week, right? So I'm thankful the Lord has given us some word, and I know that. But let's believe God that it just increases in purity and quality and quantity so that we grow up. He said in verse 14 that we henceforth from now on be no more children tossed to and fro. Verse 15, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Can we grow up? Are we supposed to be growing up? Yes. Now here we have some of the most wonderful information in the Word. We're told how to grow up. Aren't we? Didn't take long to say it, but oh, there's so much in this phrase. How did he say grow up? Speak the truth in love. Say that out loud. Speaking the truth in love, grow up. Say it again. Speaking the truth in love may grow up. Right? Say it again. Speaking the truth in love may grow up. If you're doing that, you'll grow up in him in all things. Truth. Love. Truth. Love. Now last time, we talked about truth. Jesus is the way. He is the truth. If you're going to grow up and be like him, you're going to be truth. You're going to think truth. You're going to talk truth. You're going to respond truth. Somebody who is deceptive, somebody who tells lies, is not developed in Jesus. One of the most ungodly things you could do is deceive and tell a lie. How many understand God cannot lie? It is impossible for him to lie. Now, how many other things did you hear the Bible tell you was impossible for God? I mean, you said something when you said something is impossible to God and for God. But he's the one that said it. And what was it that's impossible? To lie. It's impossible for God to lie. Why? If he lied, he wouldn't be who and what he is. His nature is so synonymous with truth that he can't lie. He cannot lie. It is impossible for him to lie. Well, the more we grow up and become like him, the harder it would be for us to lie. Can you see that? The easier it is for you to lie, the less like Jesus you are. The less like God you are.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Perfect Man, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603K. That's R1603K, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.